two quality sides in the Championship. And one thing for sure, these two teams here, they'll be looking to get into that form. They have been wanting, they were wanting to play when they look at the Rhinos or Ilkeston Rovers or the Giants and Salford, and these two teams are quality, and they would be looking to be in that four to play against the big boys coming into the season.
Yeah, that's a high kick on the last tackle from Kyle Briggs, fielded well by Saltonstall. So Halifax have the ball as the attack down this down that left hand side. It's going to be a try, the first one to Adam Tangata, who's gone through a huge gap, a short pass, five out, and the big prop forward just plunged over the line to give Halifax their dream start inside the first 5 minutes here. So first blood to the blue and whites. It's Halifax who lead here with that try from Adam Tangata. Rovers nil, Halifax 4, Gary.
It is, it's a great try. And I will keep saying it, if you invite quality teams, you invite teams back into your own 22 with the attacking options what they've got, you will concede 4 points.
Makes that 6-0 with a relatively easy kick. Not that any of them are easy as far as I'm concerned, but the likes of Steve Tyler, about 10 to the side, to the left-hand side of the post, and Halifax will be pleased with that start. You think they can turn this into points. Thackeray, a long pass. Oh, it's intercepted. It's an interception by Gareth Moore. He's been chased down by Craven. Moore's looking round. Has Craven got him? No, he's over. Gareth Moore has scored a 95-yard interception try. That would break the heart of the Rovers supporters in that far end of the ground. I love to see interception tries, Gary, and that was out of the top draw.
I'll tell you what, mate, you're speaking to the guy who likes interceptions himself, mate, I'll tell you. Sheer quality, what a read there from Gareth Moore, and he pinned his ears back. He wasn't looking who was chasing him. He just thought, I'm going all the way here, I'm running to that corner flag, exactly the right thing to do. And I say, what a great try, what a great read. Love to see the interceptions. Bring more of them, please, bring more of them.
He's put that over, so a disastrous start for Featherston. Ball's passed back to Gareth Moore, and Moore hammers over a drop goal. How important that will be at the end of the game, we'll have to wait and see, but as it stands, Rovers will have to score three times to get in front. Scott Morrell outside to Ben Johnson inside to try. Johnson offloads to Matt Sarsfield, and Sarsfield goes over for Halifax third try, and adds more gloom to Featherston Rovers. It's Featherston Rovers 0, Halifax 17. And that was a smart passing move, and well rewarded with a try.
Yeah, game. Brilliant from Ben Johnson. Absolute peach of a pass to the big man Sarsfield, and he won't stop him from that sort of distance. But again, it's just Halifax, more urgency, more commitment, and I say, just from the kickoff, quick play of the balls, got the penalty try. That's what we see.
Complements that try with a good kick straight between the posts, and as I just said, Rovers now have to score four times to get back into this one.
It's a
penalty. They'll go for 2 points. The gate referee, Mr. Campbell, gives the penalty right on the stroke of half time. Tyra, say he's about 18 metres out, right in front of the sticks. And he adds it on. So there goes a half-time hooter with an unbelievable scoreline, with Halifax leading by 27 points nil. And there to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson offloads it to, and he gets a long wing to Saltonstall. And Saltonstall walks in at the corner. That was a superb pass by Halifax. Took advantage of the one man off, Mrs. Talapaupa. And it was Saltonstall who raced in on that right wing for Halifax. Fifth try of the afternoon. It now gives a scoreline of Featherston Rovers 0, Halifax 31.
All too easy as it has been all afternoon for Halifax. Right, here we go again.
Oh,
Halifax.
Great break from Ben Johnson. Johnson got flows in the tackle to Manning, and they're right underneath the Rovers post here. Manning still held down. Referee says play on, and they need to swing it out here. They've got a couple of players spare. That's going to be a try here. Manning offloads to Steve Tyler, and Tyler walks in for Halifax. Sixth try. That was so easy, and Rovers look a dejected and beaten side as Halifax just running riot here. We've still got 20 minutes left, but he makes no mistake with that. That was superbly struck by Steve Tyler. So Halifax now 37-0 here. There goes the final whistle here. A comprehensive victory in a one-sided game by Halifax. They've conquered Featherston here by 37 points to nil.